B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Keith? How can we help you, sir?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm going to need your help for a couple things. So I went on a date with this girl named Maria, and we had a couple days before the holidays, and she's real cool. She's super fit. She's super into fitness. And on one of the dates, she was like, hey, we should go hiking in the Blue Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, that's cool. I mean, you know, I'm trying to lose weight anyway, so we did that. We got lost. She got us lost, so that was kind of, you know, kind of awkward, but, you know, it's cool, whatever. She got us lost in the woods.
Yeah.
I just thought it would kind of help us. You know, he just kind of helped us out. You know, you got more talking together. But I don't know. She ghosted me, so I don't know what's going on. And
she ghosted you after the date? The date where she ended up getting you guys lost?
She got us lost, yeah. But, like, you know what I mean? It's not my fault. You know what I mean? But I didn't think that was a big deal, you know? So yeah. She got us lost.
Well, let me ask you this question. Did you at any point make it seem like you were Mr. Outdoors guy and you could figure out, you know, like directions and all that stuff by, yeah, I don't know.
Nah, man. No,
okay.
Nah, I'm in no position to be going into a hike in the first place, but I did it just because she was like all happy gun for it. Like I was struggling. I was huffing and puffing.
That could be why she doesn't want to see you. She's like, yo, this dude almost died on the date.
I almost died, but I mean, it's not my fault. I mean, you got lost for like 2 hours, so I mean, anybody would have died.
Oh, man. Oh, God, I hope this woman picks up when we call her. All right, so we'll call Maria for you next. Hang on, it's a second date update on the 10th. Let's get back to the second date update on the 10th. All right, so we just talked to Keith. He went on a date with Maria. He said everything was good until the last date, which was a hike in the Blue Hills, where they got lost. But it was her fault.
Yeah, it's hard to follow those color trails.
Yeah. So Keith, maybe after all, you said you're a little sweaty and out of shape and stuff like that, and complaining. Do you think maybe she was just like, look at this freaking guy?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss here. Maybe, you know, I probably had some major BO going on in underarm the sweat.
Oh, Lord. Well, you have a lot of confidence in yourself, don't you?
I'm doing a hike in Converse. It wasn't that good.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to try and call her next, right?
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Maria, please?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Please do not hang up. Just hear me out. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And the reason we're calling you is because we got your phone number from a gentleman who you know, and I'm going to tell you his name, who would love to take you out on a nice date. And the reason we're calling you is because we'll pay for it just to see if you and this guy hit it off. Did you get all that?
I don't know what's going on, but I don't need a date.
No. Okay, I'll just tell you the guy's name. How about that? I'll tell you his name, and then we'll that way you'll be completely in the know. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So his name is Keith, who you last went on a hike.
No, I'm good. That's all right. Thank you.
That was quick.
Well, okay. Can we ask you why? Just so we can let him know what it is that turned you off, because he told us that you guys went on a hike in the Blue Hills and that you got him lost. If anything, maybe he shouldn't be calling you back. But you're
That's
not.
That's what he told you about the date, is that I got him lost.
He said that you got them.
I don't need to see him again. This guy, like this. Okay, we go on a hike and this dirty motherfucker like takes a shit in the woods.
What?
While we're on the hike.
He took a sh- in the woods?
In front of you?
No, when we were walking, and I got us lost, and I turned around, and he was gone. I was like, where did he go? Like, I didn't want to get even more lost, and I went looking for him, and I found him behind a tree, squatted down, hands around his ankles. I saw him taking a sh- and I can't see him any other way now.
Wait a minute.
Oh, hold on. Maria, Keith is on the phone right now. He heard what you
said.
Oh,
my God.
Well, first off, call me dirty motherfucker. That's okay. Relax, all right?
All right.
Second, what do you want me to do? It was a two. You got us lost on a guided trail, and I had to take a sh.
I don't know. It wasn't my problem. You shouldn't have taken a sh in the woods. That's so foul. That's so gross. And then, like, you tried to hold my hand later. Like, oh, you know.
I wiped with the leaves. it wasn't a big deal. I was clean.
You can't take a sh in the woods and be clean. That's like the opposite of clean.
What are you talking? I didn't sh in my hand.
Well, your pants.
But I did it.
Like that image. It's stuck in my head, and I can't see anything else. Like, all I see when I think of you is a dude taking a shit in the woods. It was disgusting.
Baby, it's your fault. You're the one that got us lost. If you didn't get us lost in those 2 hours, I would have took a nice, beautiful shit in my own home. But no, you had to get us lost, and now I had nothing else to do. I had no other option.
What are you, like, five? All you have to do is hold it. Like, you don't have to take a
hold
in the woods.
For 2 hours.
Okay, listen, I mean... So, Maria, again,
yeah.
This it's not like this is 100% Keith's fault. I see a little bit of blame on both sides. You're the one that got everyone lost. You're the one that snuck up behind him when he tried to sneak away. It's not like he said, hey, listen, I'm going to go take a shit right here. So, could you just, out of the
goodness... Let's try it again?
Yeah, just try it again, you know? I mean, it's like...
No.
No.
No, I'm sorry. Like, no, because I can't unsee that. He will always be the dude that, like, took a shit on our date in front of me. Like, I can't.
She's making it sound like I'm a chimpanzee, and I ran up to her, like, what's wrong? And I shook her hand. It's so silly.
What would you have rather the visual be? Him squatting and shitting in the woods, or him shitting his pants and having that the rest of the date?
Thank you.
I think I would, I don't know, like, at least if he...
He has a shit, everybody, by the way. He's perfect. He has a shit.
So is that no to another date, Maria?
That's a no. I'm sorry.
Fine. I mean, that hurt me. I get the shit in peace now.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, before you call us up for the second date update, make sure that what you went on was actually a date. Otherwise, you're going to be like the person tomorrow. Listen to 810 right here with the Get Up Crew on your throwback station.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.